Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second, the third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting third, the right fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth, the catcher, Hawk Taylor. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Jerry Buchek. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Ron Swoboda. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Selma. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dick Selma. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Matty Alou. Batting second, the left fielder, George Spriggs. Batting third, the shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jose Pagan. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou bunts towards first. Swoboda fields the ball and throws to Selma covering. Safe. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Alou steals second. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swoboda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alley for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell takes first base on ball four. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Selma fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek hits a line drive towards short. Alley catches it and throws to second to double up Davis. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Taylor moves to second. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stargell who is chasing the ball. Swoboda reaches third base with a triple. Taylor scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is walked intentionally. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selma strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon hits a line drive towards first. Swoboda reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Butchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swoboda scoops it up and throws to first, with Selma covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swoboda throws towards third. Charles fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Charles. Alou moves to second. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Spriggs takes first base on ball 4. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Selma fields it and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to third. Spriggs moves to second. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stargell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones who is chasing the ball. Stargell reaches third base with a triple. Alou scores. Spriggs scores. It's 2-1, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swoboda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mazeroski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Butchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butchek is 0 for 1 in the game. Butchek strikes out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Alou fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Alou. Swoboda moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 2. Pirates, 2. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clendenon. The throw from Taylor to Harrelson and they have Clendenon trapped. The throw over to Swoboda, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-1 in the game. Pizarro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selma is 0-for-1 in the game. Selma strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Spriggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Butchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-2 in the game. Alley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Stargell hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski takes first base on ball 4. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clendenin moves to second. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a line drive towards the mound. Selma reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0-for-2 in the game. Buchek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Swoboda hits a fly ball into right field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Dennehy now pitching. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buchek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-2 in the game. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swoboda scoops it up and throws to first, with Dennehy covering, for the out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alou hits a line drive towards first. Swoboda reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boyer pinch hits for Bill Dennehy. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Charles steals second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Jack Hamilton now pitching. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spriggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-3 in the game. Alley strikes out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. One out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Allie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0-for-3 in the game. Buchek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swoboda juggles the ball. That's an error on Swoboda. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clendenin bunts towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to first for the out. Mazeroski moves to second. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagan bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 2 outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Taylor for a passed ball. Mazeroski moves to third. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonder is walked intentionally. Roberto Clemente pinch hits for Juan Pizarro. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is walked intentionally. Gonder moves to second. Maury Wills pinch hits for Matty Alou. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. Roy Face now pitching. Roberto Clemente now playing center field. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Swoboda hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Allie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a fly ball into center field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-4 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Lewis now playing right field. Cleon Jones now playing left field. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Spriggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-4 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.